こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、南アフリカヨハネスブルグの洞窟で新種の人類の骨が発見されました。この洞窟は幅が20センチしかないため、6人の小柄な女性の科学者たちが探検していたところ、新種の人類少なくとも15人分の骨のかけら1500個を見つけました。ほとんどは赤ちゃんや子供の骨で、一つは老人でした。同じ場所にさらに何千個もの骨のかけらが埋まっているとみられています。新種の人類はホモナレディと名付けられ、頭が小さく、足が長くて全体的にヒョロヒョロしていたと考えられます。脳のサイズはゴリラほどで、胸部も猿のようですが、一方で手は人間に近く、道具を作るのに向いている形をしています。足と足首はまっすぐ二足歩行していたことを物語る形ですが、指は折れ曲がり、木の上で長く生活する猿の特徴と同じです。放射線炭素年代測定法を使うと骨が破壊されてしまうため、まずは骨の分析が進められており、現段階ではいつ頃のものなのかはっきりしていません。
The remains of a previously unknown species of human have been discovered in a cave near Johannesburg, South Africa. As the entrance to this portion of the cave was only 20 centimeters wide, six female scientists, six smallfemale scientists were selected to investigate. In the chamber, they found the remains of at least 15 people in the form of an estimated 1,500 bone fragments. Most of the remains were identified as being those of babies, children, and there were also the remains of one older person. It is suspected that thousands of other remains are buried in the same location. The newly discovered species of human, named Homo naledi,they had small heads, thin bodies, and a brain size comparable to that of a gorilla. Their chests were ape-like, but their hands were not so different from that of humans, indicating tool use. While their feet and ankles indicated that they walked upright, the toes were bent, a characteristic of monkeys, suggesting that they spent a lot of time in trees. The bone fragments have yet to be carbon dated, as it would require their destruction. Instead, the researchers have opted to complete an analysis of the bones first. Because of this, we do not know yet exactly when these people lived.
そう、なんか骨が結構エロージョンっていうか、なんかなってて、すっごい古いかもしれないし、意外と新しめかもしれないしっていう感じで、レンジも全然わかんないんだって。で、最初は
What if they're still alive? それは、
ね、Well, I don't know. ビッグフット的な。でもなんか最初はホモエレクトスっていうなんか、まあ、悩ましい名前のもう一個種類があって、それにすごい似てるから同じなんじゃないかって突っ込まれてたんだけど、脳の大きさを見るとやっぱりちょっとなんか違うらしいよ。Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I did.
Of the cave? 超狭いよね。
There are two very narrow places in the cave. I thinkThe initial entrance is 25 centimeters, and then deeper in the cave, there was another one that was another little crack that's like 20 centimeters, and then the remains were found behind that.
そう、なんか小柄な女性が本当横に横向き、なんかもう肩の幅だけで通るみたいな感じのすごい狭いとこなんだけど、あのこれ公募で。あの募集したらしいんだよね。その小柄な女性でこれ行ってくれる人いませんかみたいな。
マミも行けば
ね、行けたよ多分。本当に私155センチなんだけど、そのリクワイアメントに多分当たってる。でも I don't have other requirements at all. なんかその You have to be a scientist or something. Like you have to have credentials. You can't just be me. Just chilling out there.
怖いよねそれ。The really narrow. I've seen videos where they're doing that, and it's like, first of all, it's completely dark.
Yeah.
But it's also you can't have any sort of claustrophobia at all.
Ah, so だね.
You will lose your mind.
無理無理。そうね。もう多分1メートルぐらい一歩行ったところでもう無理じゃない? Claustrophobia の人は。
You can get stuck.
Oh yeah.
You get stuck, and there's like nothing they can do except
そうね。
pull on your leg or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? There's like, yeah. what can you do?
しかも本当何があるか分かんないんだもんね中に。そのこれまで人が入ったことないところだから。
Mm.
男性が入れないから女性に行ってくださいって言ってるわけだからさ。
But people had been exploring the rest of the cave for a long time.
Right, right.
It's just behind this one crack, no one really went back there.
そしたらこんなに発見するものがあったみたいな。It reminds me of the movie Descent.
It's exactly like the movie Descent.
でしょ、Descent 見たことない人みんな見た方がいいよ。ホラー映画でね。うちら結構本当に怖いよねあれは。
It might be one of the scariest movies
right?
ever made.
しかもこれも女性たちのグループなんだよね。がまあ洞窟に行くっていう話だから。
超似てるじゃん。
そう。超似てる。Except, まあ Discovery の種類が違うけどね。yeah, I still remember the videotape scene. That was so scary.
The plot is, yeah, strangely similar.If these people were still alive, it basically would be that movie, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. So, it, right? It would
if
be,
they
right?
If they were still...
If these climbers...
And if they were aggressive, yeah.
If these climbers, like, went down there and yeah. they were, like, these people... Yeah, it's almost exactly the same. Except yeah. we don't know what they were doing. Were they just burying people here? Because in the descent, actually, there were...So many bones in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, なんか similar.
I think I read somewhere that, なんかそういう、何、お墓的な意味で使ってたんじゃないかっていうのはちょっと考えすぎみたいな風に書いてあった。今の時点では。
Hmm.
だからそういうなんか、ここにたくさんあった意味があるみたいなのはちょっとまだ分かんないみたいな。
But why, yeah, why bury people in such a...place like that. Is it possible that they were sheltering from predators? And
maybe.
So like predators can't get into that crack. So
yeah,
maybe they actually lived there?
Maybe. It's possible, I guess. だってそんなね、こんな、だから小柄な女性しか入れないからこそこういう子供とか赤ちゃんとかお年寄り、しかもなんか very old person みたいな風に書いてあって、だから結構なお年寄りっていうのがその時代で何歳ぐらいのことを示すのか分かんないけど。
And there's a lot more remains there, so
yeah,
there's probably remains of people of all ages, no?
Maybe. I don't know. Well,
It'll
don't
be
know
interesting、
yet.
To see what they can figure out about this, because this is, it just seems so strange.
Yeah. 不思議だよね。
Yeah, do they, so they're talking about these various adaptations, but we don't know anything about their sense of sight or hearing.Which is、
no.
really what we want to know.、Right?
Yeah, they really don't know anything
so,
about it.
How、
no.
did they navigate this cave?
そうなんだよね。フラッシュライトがないからね。
ない。
Torch? I don't know.
Torch?
I don't know.、
Really?
They will figure it out eventually. I mean, it'll take time.
If you took a torch way deep in that little part of that cave, you would just burn up all the air.
ね、確かに。息できないね。
So how... They must have just...not use their sight? They just felt their way?
Like descent?
It's so strange. Echolocation?
I don't know.
It's strange.
次、心理科学の分野において量子力学を使うことで人間の矛盾した考えや行動を説明できるようになるばかりでなく過去の心理学の研究結果で矛盾しているものも理解できるようになる可能性があるとオハイオ州立大学が発表しました。人間は矛盾した意思決定をすることが多く、そうした既存の論理に合わない行動はこれまで理性を失った行動と一括りにされてきました。しかし量子力学の世界ではこれも人間の行動の一つとして論理通りの可能性があります。何かを決めなくてはいけないとき、そして結果が予測できないとき、これまでの考えでは確率をもとに決定することが人間の理性的な行動とされてきました。しかし脳内のリソースが少ない中で難しい決断を迫られたときに、一見理性的ではない量子的な考え方に基づいて意思決定をしている可能性があります。
According to new research by Ohio State University, quantum mechanics may not only explain humans' paradoxical decision-making, but also resolve contradictions among the results of previous studies. Previously, according to classical psychology, when humans make contradictory decisions, it has been labeled as irrational. However, these behaviors may be consistent with findings of quantum theory.
これ本当はすっごい面白い話だと思うんだよね。すごい面白い話で、記事もすっごい長いの。でも今日多分いつも聞いてる人は分かると思うんだけど、私風邪ひいてて熱があるので、もう本当に上っ面のとこだけペロッと拾ってきたみたいな感じ。
Yeah, you pick some hard stories for.
そうなんだよ。なんか一応分かりやすい例で言うと、夜ご飯何食べたいっていう質問が例に出てて、そのいつもいつも同じ態度でその質問に臨むわけじゃないみたいな。だから答えがあんまりプレディクトできないし、なんか本当は食べない方がいいようなものを食べたりしちゃったりとか。
I think there might be something to this, really. And it has to do with the idea of free will. And free will has a lot to do with decision making, right?
Right.
Conventional, you know, Newtonian physics, not anything not quantum, kind of indicates that we wouldn't have free will. That, you know, it's just right. a series of processes, and that's how things work. However, in quantum physics, there are these states of indeterminacy that don't exist in Newtonian physics.
Right.
So the only way you can have free will is if you somehow have that indeterminacy manifest itself in, you know, a 145-pound, you know, flesh vehicle like us, right?
Right.
So, this some people have touched on this idea before, and Terence McKenna actually said something about this, and he speculated. He said biology seems to be a chemical strategy for amplifying quantum mechanical indeterminacy, so that it leaves the subatomic realm and can be present in a person. So, basically, the phenomenon of free will is a quantum mechanically amplified indeterminacy within this complex system that is life, right? So, I thought that was really interesting. I think this study might have something to do with that.
Right.
So, but unfortunately, it's very difficult to understand.
So, なんか、あの、普通に一個一個の意思決定がもうシュレディンガーの猫状態になってるんじゃないかっていう話だったよ。で、その1個を選んだ時にもう1個はもう消滅するわけじゃん。
They did an experiment a couple weeks ago, some quantum mechanical experiment that kind of removed a lot of the doubt about this indeterminate state in quantumly entangled particles.So
okay.
basically, if two particles are quantumly entangled, then that means that, well, they're both in indeterminate states, but when you measure one, when you measure the spin of one particle, that will tell you what the spin of the other particle is. But the spin of the other particle is not decided until the first particle has been measured.
Right.
And this is dependent on observation, right?
Yeah.
Well, what is life? Life is observation. It's a way that the universe has, you know, figured out a way to observe itself, right?
So, このさ、free will の問題、その observe して初めて何かが determine されるみたいなのってさ、すごい難しいじゃん。あの、普通に論文とか読んでるとさ、使ってる言葉も難しいし、こういうのをさ、なんかすごい分かりやすく、もう子供向けバレにダムダウンしてさ、テレビとかでやってほしいんだけど。もう一個一個読んでると頭おかしくなりそうになっちゃうけど、すごい面白い話じゃん。
Well, I hope we're doing that a little bit.
I hope so. なんか面白いし、人類全体にの話じゃん。全員に relevant な話じゃない、これって。だから
I think there should be more resources dedicated to figuring out what free will is. Like, this is like, what? How does this thing work? Are we just, you know, are we just a total product of just predetermined processes? Like, we just, you know, free will is an illusion produced. You know, it's just an illusion. Like, what's the point? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Because then, you know, the only reason why you're thinking what you're thinking is because you can't think anything else.
Yeah.
And if that's true, then none of this means anything, and we can just shut this whole thing down. You know,
or
what
it's
I mean?
Or to me, it's more like 映画見てるような状態。 なんかホラー映画とかもそうだけど見てて、ああそっち行ったら危ないよって思ってるけど主人公をコントロールできるわけじゃないから、とか殺される人は殺されるわけじゃん。
But then
we just have to watch and
I don't buy
sit
that,
and
though.
Watch it.
You know, I don't buy that just because we know that these indeterminate states exist at the quantum level.
Right.
Why wouldn't that manifest itself in some way at this level?
I don't know. でもこの話本当もっとみんなでしたいよね。なんか誰もあんまりそこの自由意志があるかないかみたいな話しないっていうかさ、もうあるという前提じゃん。だからその日本だと特に人生10年計画とか、あの5年後のキャリアがどうこうとかさ、それってもう自由意志があって自分の人生を自分でコントロールできるっていう前提のもとだけどさ、そんな人本当にいるのかっていう。
You know, one thing that kind of happened is withphysics, there was kind of a disenchanting of the world. You know, it's not, you know, magic's not real, there's no miracles, all this sort of stuff, like free will's an illusion, like all these things, right?
Yeah.
And then from that same field, the field that told us, you know, everything is just kind of so mechanical.
Yeah.
From the same field comes quantum physics and quantum mechanics, which flipped the whole thing over again.
And
it's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
The world is so much stranger than we could have imagined.
だから本当に何も分かんない。
We know for sure that it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. そうなんだよね。
I find that so interesting. But yeah. it's not an idea that is really communicated in popular culture or in the media generally.
ね、だからなんかこう一時期はこう例えば宗教と科学がなんかこう対立するものみたいな、それのか共存できるのかとか、 なんかそういう話だったけど、 なんかそういう問題ですらないもんね、もはや。 なんかそういう次元じゃないじゃん。
You know, I was convinced that there was no free will at one point.
Right.
I was convinced. And then I was thinking about this and that this... You know, the quantum entanglement thing and the indeterminate states, that provided the necessary, you know, wiggle room for people to, you know, be able to, you know, be living, thinking, feeling like real people.
Yeah.
You know?
なんかその self-awareness みたいなものがその observe してるっていうことになるのかなと思わない。
Well,
because like without self-awareness, then you can kind of go autopilot and you can keep making the same mistakes or like,
yeah.
you know, what a harming other people without even knowing. とか。でもそれに気づいて自分を observe した瞬間に you can kind of change the course, right? And なんか with our consciousness, it doesn't feel like it's just an observation, but 他の動物から見たら、you know, the observation changed the course. So it's... Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, there's a parallel between the indeterminate states of quantum entanglement and measurement and the indeterminate states that we perceive in our lives and then our observation and decision-making.
Right.
We have to make a decision. If you don't do anything... That's still making a decision.
Right.
You don't have a choice.
Right.
The same way that when the particle is measured, it has to produce a spin. It's the same thing. Right?
So weird.
Yeah, so it's like a side effect of free will.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, according to author and researcher Graham Hancock, A global cataclysmic meteor impact event is likely to occur within 20 years when the Earth passes through a particularly problematic portion of the Taurid meteor stream. Within this meteor stream are fragments related to the original impact events that are suspected to have produced the nanodiamonds found in sedimentary rock dated to some 12,000 years ago. He makes this argument based on the writings of ancient civilizations, suggesting that the global deluge, I think that's how you say that, it means great floods, as described by hundreds of ancient myths, were a warning to people in the future. Hancock suggests that the survivors of these cataclysmic events, known to later cultures as the magicians, settled in various parts of the world in an attempt to maintain civilization. He goes further, writing that an astronomical message encoded in Göbekli Tepe in Egypt and other archaeological sites suggests that the Great Return will come during our time, and that if we do not act now, we will fall victim to the same scenarios that impacted our ancestors.
グラハム・ハンコック氏によると、今後20年で地球が牡牛座流星群の一部を通り抜け、その際に隕石が落下してグローバル規模で多大な被害を受ける可能性があるということです。1万2000年前に地球の堆積岩の中に見られるようなナノダイヤモンドを作り出したとされる衝突に、この牡牛座流星群が起因しているとされています。ハンコック氏は古代文明の書物に何百回も出てくる大洪水についての話が実際に起きた出来事で人類への警告なのではないかとして、それをもとにこの予測を立てています。古代書物によると、大洪水の後生き残った人類は文明を存続させるために地球上のさまざまな場所に移り住みました。さらにゴベクリテピをはじめとする複数の遺跡に残された天文学的なメッセージによると、現在の人類は Great Return と呼ばれる出来事の危機に瀕しており、策を講じないと過去の悲劇と同じ運命をたどるとされています。
Yep.
Apocalypse, John.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of predictions of, you know, the apocalypse, 2012, the Mayan calendar, Y2K. I mean, there, and then a lot of lesser ones by, you know, various quacks. So the idea here is that there seems to be some evidence that there was a significant meteor impact following the ice ages some 11,600 years ago. What Hancock is arguing is that that meteor impact wiped out what were advanced civilizations. The archaeological site Göbekli Tepe, to some extent, really supports that claim.
Okay.
Because the, Göbekli Tepe is a total anomaly on the human historical timeline. Far too advanced for its time. I mean, it's like pre-agriculture. Yet, you know, if you look at pictures of Göbekli Tepe, it's I mean, they have super detailed carvings and what seems to be indications of astronomical knowledge. Basically, their capabilities were just so far beyond what we thought they would be in that
right.
time era. So the explanation put forth by Hancock is that people did advanced to that point before.
Right, right.
And they were wiped out, most of them.
Because of kozui. So, この牡牛座流星群の一部を地球が通り抜けるっていうのはもう実際になんか事実なの?
Well, I mean, a lot of this stuff is debated, but for sure, I mean, the Earth does go through this torrid stream. In 1908, there was an event known as the Tunguska event in Siberia,
okay.
where a very large meteor exploded in the atmosphere above Siberia and just flattened a very large area of forests, and it did so in a way that you can actually see the blast pattern. So there's like a, it's like,
wow,
like you can, like there's a center, it's kind of like a crop circle almost, but it's just, you know, outwards. You just see where the blast hit the ground, and then, you know, right here the trees are bent this way, then right here the trees are bent the other way, and it just goes out in a circle.
Right, right.
And it's like several miles of this.
あと20年って結構最近じゃん。
Yeah, so, yeah, that, it is.
So what is he suggesting we should do?
Well, he doesn't get into, like, what we should do about it. He's, what his concern is getting people to realize that this is a real existential threat that could be, you know, something we should worry about.
Okay.
And there's also this idea that the story of Noah and his ark and the epic of Gilgamesh from ancient Mesopotamia.
Right.
All these stories are sort of describing the same thing. Right.
そうね。ノアの箱舟もあれだもんね。こう全部の動物のつがいを乗せて、まあ、DNA を加工するみたいなことだもんね。
So mainstream science generally says, like, this, all of that stuff is just made up.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
ロマンがないよね、そしたら。And it's really sad if it's really true, and なんかこんなにも資料があるのに、それを見ずに同じ間違いを犯すみたいな。
Well, for sure. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows when we found the first dinosaur bones.
Right.
Like, you ask anyone, nobody knows. But, you know, everyone knows when, you know, Columbus showed up in America, even though there were people already there.
Yeah.
Like, but really, the discovery of the dinosaurs is a good indicator of the kind of shit that goes on this planet.
そうだね。
Have you been to Meteor Crater?
No.
In Arizona?
I've never been to Arizona.
In Arizona, there's a huge crater. I mean, it's enormous. And it's called Meteor Crater.
Okay.
And it's a meteor crater.
Yeah. How big is it?
I don't know how big it is, but I stood on the edge of it.
Okay.
And I mean, it's like, I don't remember. I was pretty young when I went there, but it seemed to me like it was just, I mean, kilometers across.
Wow.
Like, it's huge. I don't know how big it actually is, but...
Is it really deep, too, or...?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's... Okay. It's enormous. And there's a lot of craters like this. Look at the moon.
Yeah.
You know, why is the moon so messed up?
Yeah.
Are you struggling right now?
I am. I'm surviving. It's just my respiratory system is like shutting down on me, kind of like. Oh God.
Yeah. So I think a meteor impact is inevitable. Graham Hancock, his 20-year thing is based on his interpretations of, you know, squiggles and other things at archaeological sites, so it's
right.
You know, I don't know how reliable his prediction is, but for sure, I think the stories of these ancient civilizations do describe real events.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say, right? その昔は何か文字を書いたりするっていうことが今みたいに誰でもできることじゃなかったから、っていうのを踏まえた上で考えると。なんでそんな夢物語みたいなことをわざわざ書く必要があったのかって考えたときに、じゃあこれは夢物語じゃなくて何か実際に起きたことを書いてるんじゃないかみたいな。で、今の人類から見てそれが夢物語に見えてしまうのは昔の人は科学が発達してなくてどういうふうに書いていいか分かんなかったからなんじゃないかみたいなね。I feel like that makes more sense. then be like, oh, this is all like fairy tale, like bullshit that people were just like 適当に書いてる like, yeah. like why would you do that? しかも岩に掘ったりとかさ結構大変じゃん。
I don't think people were that creative back then, you know, like that fantastical. I think they had interpretations of things, but they were trying to be as accurate as they could be. They just didn't have science.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I like that version way more than be like, right? oh, this is all bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting stuff in ancient writing. And they could actually see the stars perfectly, unlike us.
そうね今東京とかもう全然無理じゃん全然星とか見えない、
It really sucks that we can't see. I mean, you'd be seeing shooting stars all the time. There'd be like, you have no tall buildings, so you can just see all the constellations. And
like in Hawaii, you can see shooting stars all the time.
Yeah, but it's, so nice. It's crazy that you have to get on a plane and like go
fly
somewhere
8 freaking hours
yeah, just to get a decent view.
ね、本当だよ。
Yeah.
残念。
You know, in the I think in the Bible they actually I was reading something about this like a couple years ago. So I don't really remember. But they there's a lot of use of this measurement like the furlong and it's like I think somebody was whatever I was reading, there was like they were saying they were speculating that a bunch of these measurements in the Bible are actually they describe the size of the earth almost perfectly.
Huh.
Like they understood that the earth was a sphere and that
and
they knew how large it was.
Right.
Which is kind
Strange.
Of crazy.
ね、しかもなんかガリレオとかさ、キリスト教に弾圧されてたじゃん。Right? If only they could read the Bible ちゃんと, then that probably wouldn't have happened.
I have to wonder if Christianity is sort of a betrayal of the Bible in some ways.
Yeah, that's possible. なんかさ、その聖書も歴史的な記録として捉えてる人たちもいるじゃん、サイエンティストの中には。それとその今の、まあ、ローマカトリック教とかさ、政治的な流れの中でできたものはちょっとかけ離れちゃってるような読み方をしてるからさ、I like the other way.
Because you know the people that are responsible for modern day Christianity, they threw a bunch of that original stuff out. It's originally the Dead Sea Scrolls. There's a whole bunch of texts called the apocryphal texts that were there with the original content for the Bible, and these you know, these people arbitrarily just threw it out. It's like, no, this isn't what we like. We don't like this. And they just threw all this stuff out.
なんかさ、すっごい古い書物があって、聖書みたいな。いろんな解釈ができるわけじゃん、読む人によって。その中でさ、これが正しい解釈ですってさ、like, who are you to say that? って思っちゃうんだけど、なんか。It's like, why? How did you decide that your interpretation is the right one and mine is wrong? Like, what's wrong with you?
yeah.
Pope?
Pope.
Or whoever, I don't know.
Calling out the Pope.
On this small podcast.
Calling out the Pope.
I like the new Pope compared to the other ones.
I don't like any of
them. He's the better than the other ones.
I don't
I
like
guess.
The superhero outfit and all this. Didn't they like, they had to shut down some city? They had to shut down like.Baltimore or somewhere just so the Pope could show up and like hang out. They had like closed all the roads and all this stuff. A lot of people were pissed off. It's like just have some faith.
Yeah.
I guess.
なんかそういうふうにやっぱインスティテューションになっちゃうとね、なんかちょっといろんなルールとか政治とかいろんなものが絡まり合っちゃって。
Didn't the Pope recently say like religions other than Catholicism should have to pay taxes.
What?
Something like that. Like just his church doesn't have to. Like, didn't he say something like that? I don't know. I might be wrong about that.
What I read was, なんか期間限定で、あの、中絶、アボーションした女の人を許しますみたいな。でも、なんか期間限定なんだよね。ずっとじゃなくて。
You know, the biggest problem with religion is that they're always late. It's like you should be leading morality.
Yeah.
Why is science leading morality? And then the church adjusts later when it becomes unpopular.
So, you know?
That's what someone full of shit does.
It's like, yeah.
But if you have a line with God, you should be leading morality. You should know the answers first. You know, they should have been pushing for the abolition of slavery. They should have been pushing. You know, it's completely backwards.
Yeah.
That's such a huge problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And in the Bible, it's like, like you're not supposed to be judging anyone, right? That's what that's what Jesus was saying, basically. Like, don't judge anyone. But, you know, the fact that they're saying, oh, we're going to forgive you if you've had abortion, it's already, like, judging these women. So that doesn't really make sense to me. Like, yo, this is not what Jesus was saying.
Yeah. So, this torrid stream, it runs on some 2,500 to 3,000 year cycle. And so its activity is somewhat predictable. And in fact, in 1993, some scientists predicted activity in 2005. And so some people were observing to the moon to see if this would happen, you know, if there would be any impacts. And there were. And they saw an asteroid impact on the moon for the first time.
Okay.
So this torrid stream thing seems to be... I think we pass through it every year. But depending on how we pass through it, it's kind of different. Mm. And so Hancock's idea is that the part of the stream that messed us up and you know, some 11,000, 12,000 years ago is where we'll be passing through again.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's exactly true from an astronomical standpoint, but we should be ready for a meteor impact anyways.
Yeah. It could come anytime anyway, right?
You know, they say like, oh, you know, if a meteor shows up, we can send
Bruce Willis
out there. And we can stop this thing. Like, that's what they say. That's what scientists say.
Yeah.
You know? Meanwhile, NASA is like paying the Russians to get people to their own space station. Like, don't lie to us. We're not ready. Like, we're not ready.
Yeah.
There's no way. Or we're not as ready as we should be, anyways.
Yeah, definitely not like in Hollywood movies.
Yeah. According to a UN report released on Monday, U.S. military drone strikes in Yemen have resulted in more civilian deaths in the region than the activities of Al-Qaeda. The data comes from the UN's Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights, an office dedicated to tracking human rights violations. The drone strikes are intended to eliminate members of the Al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula, referred to by officials as AQAP. Experts believe that because the targets are considered a potential threat to the homeland, United States, fewer safeguards are taken to minimize civilian casualties. Officials in the U.S. government consider the AQAP to be the most dangerous Al-Qaeda members, as they are technical and well-trained. The spread of Al-Qaeda in Yemen is largely the result of an ongoing civil war between supporters of the former government and the Houthi rebels.
月曜日に発表された国連人権理事会の報告書で、イエメンでのアメリカ軍のドローン作戦がアルカイダよりも多くの現地市民を殺害していることが分かりました。ドローン作戦は AQAP と呼ばれるアラビア半島にいるアルカイダメンバーを一掃する目的で開始されました。アメリカ政府は AQAP を高度な技術とトレーニングを持つ最も危険なグループと認識しています。 AQAP はアメリカ本土への攻撃を画策しているとされ、そのために現地市民への犠牲も厭わない状態になっていると専門家は指摘しています。 イエメンでのアルカイダの勢力拡大の背景には前政権の支持者とフーシ反政府勢力による国内紛争があります。おいおいおい。
Yeah, so yeah, drones are killing civilians.
なんかさ、スーパーヒーローもの、まあアメリカのやつもそうだけど、なんかアベンジャーズとか、まあ、ウルトラマンとかもさ、こう悪と戦うときに周りの建物とか車とかめっちゃ破壊してるじゃん。でなんか絶対その中に逃げ遅れた人とかいるじゃん。なんかマーベルとかいつもさ、なんか悪者と戦うときになんかロサンゼルス壊滅とかさ、もうニューヨーク全部崩れてるけど悪者を倒したから、イエーイ we did it みたいな、なんかそれと同じじゃない？
I guess so.
なんかその悪者を倒すっていうところだけを見ると、まあ、成功してるけど、
It's like ゴジラ。
そうそうそうそう、yeah. そうゴジラとか、そう全部そうだけど、なんかえ、まあ、このモンスター倒したけどニューヨークなくなってんですけどみたいな、でもそこは触れないみたいな。
Yeah, well, you know, they're Arabs and it's not in America, so
who cares?
The rules are different, I feel like. I think, you know, if there was a monster in the United States, there wouldn't be civilian casualties.
Yeah, しかもドローンだからね、これ言ってるわけじゃないんだもんね。だから別になんていうの、自分が現地に行って間違えて市民を目の前で撃ち殺しちゃうっていうのと全然違うもんね、雰囲気的にさ、感覚的になんか、like it's not like I did it, the drone did it みたいな。
Yeah, so the numbers for civilian casualties as put out by this office is there are 40 civilian casualties in this period. I forget how long the period, I think it was like a 9-month period or something. But 40 civilian casualties as a result of U.S. drone strikes and 24 civilian casualties as a result of Al-Qaeda's activities. Meanwhile, the Houthis have killed 508 civilians, and the Hadis, or supporters of Hadi, who is the it's Abd Rabah Mansour Hadi, who is the who was the president,
right? Before he
ran off, killed 941.
Damn.
Yeah, the problem with the U.S. drone strikes is. The moral ambiguity of the activities, you know? There's nothing wrong with killing terrorists. Let's do that all day. However, when you're killing, you know, more civilians than the terrorists are, it's like, okay, wait a second. You know, is this working?
だからこれをやっぱり今、例えば ISIS とかもそうだけどさ、こう、ヨーロッパの人とか、まあ、白人の人とかもどんどん ISIS にジョインしてるわけじゃん。でこういうのを使われちゃうわけじゃん、データとして、ほらアルカイドよりアメリカ軍の方が善良な市民を殺してるじゃんみたいな、数字だけ見ると確かに倍殺してるわけだから、
yeah. なんていうの、でそれを think about how like when it comes time to close out the year and set budgets for next year and for construction in Japan, they go and do a bunch of unnecessary construction all over the place, you know?
Right.
It's sort of the same, works the same way, you know? It's like, if we really, you know, if we get rid of all the opponents, you know, they're not worried about this so much because it leads to more, you know, more budget increases, more military expenditure.
Right.
You know, it's a way to sort of, you know, it feeds into itself and it works out for the people that are making these decisions.
Yeah.
Right?
そうなんだよね。だからどんどん洗脳されていっちゃう人がいるし、まあそれの材料が増える一方だからね。It's like, look what they're doing. Look what the Americans are doing.
But you still have to use up the missiles, you know? Otherwise you can't buy new ones.
Sure, we still have like this much.
It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, Yemen is such a mess. Yemen is such a mess right now. Basically, this guy, Ali Abdullah Saleh, was running the show before. And then there was a revolution in 2011, an uprising. in 2011 in which Ali Abdullah Saleh was injured in the attack.
Okay.
While he's being hospitalized, there's a new president, this guy Abd Rabu, I don't know how to say his name, Rabba Mansour Hadi. He's the new guy. Well, supporters of the old guy got together with this group, the Houthis, to try to get the old guy back in power. Mm. And the Houthis they're nuts. Their logo is just this square, and it has writing in it.
Okay.
And the writing says, "God is great, death to America, death to Israel, curse on the Jews, victory to Islam."
Wow, crazies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's intense. That's an intense logo.
そうだね。
That's an intense logo.
なんかすごい hateful だね。
Yeah, I wouldn't wear that shirt.
そうだね。ロゴにこんななんかもう文字が書いてるっていうのもすごいね。
Yeah.
わかりやすいよね。
Yeah. Everything is really abbreviated, you know. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's sort of a part of Shia Islam.
Hmm.
Yeah.
難しいね、本当に。なんかこの辺はあまりにも難しいからさ、もうなんか勉強しようと思ってもどっからやればいいかっていう感じだけど。
So because there was a civil war, which started earlier this year, I guess...I mean, there's been tensions there's been issues in this region for forever, really. But
right.
The Mansour Hadi fled the country, and then in that sort of a vacuum, the civil war really broke out, and the Al Qaeda, being opportunistic, showed up during the civil war and started taking a bunch of territory. Mm.Which the United States didn't like, because this particular Al-Qaeda group has been responsible for several terrorist attacks and attempts at terrorism.
Okay.
Like in 2009, one of these guys was busted trying to get on the airplane. He had the plastic explosives in his underwear. Do you remember the underwear explosives guy?
I don't know. Do I?
Maybe there might have been more than one underwear explosive guy.
Hmm.
But
somehow I really vividly remember the UK one with the eye drop. I guess everyone does because it changed the rules for all of us.
Mm, the liquid rule?
Yeah. That asshole made everyone's lives way more complicated.
Isn't it weird that something like that has to happen before they change the rule, even though they know it's possible?Do you know what I mean?
Guess.
Like, shouldn't you change the rule before someone does it? Like, we can just put yourself in the terrorist's shoes. Like, how would you blow this plane up? And then, you know, block all of those.
But then if you try to do that, then it's like, oh, then we just should maybe stop flying at all. Because, I mean, there's definitely some way to do it, right?Whatever the rules
well,
are.
Well, you can make it more difficult, for sure.
I guess.
There's a lot you can do to make it more difficult.
Hmm.
Yeah. That doesn't involve, you know, taking pictures of people naked through their clothing and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Hmm.
I always get kind of... Yeah, I do get embarrassed when they do that to me. Like... Because, like, guys are...looking at the screen and it's like
how do you know it's guys looking at the screen?
I don't know, isn't that the people who are sitting over there?
Oh no, the people looking at the guy looking at a screen is off in some separate private room somewhere.
Okay.
That way he can masturbate without people calling him
out. Yeah, because like I've read that なんかその元 FDA 職員みたいな、
うん
がなんかやっぱりそういう裸の写真をみんな見ながらこうジョーク言ってるみたいな裏で、
oh, yeah, yeah.
なんかずっと笑って喋ってるみたいなのをよく見るからなんかそれを知った上でさやらなきゃいけないって嫌じゃんやっぱ、
yeah.
It's like what are they saying?
Like, yeah, you have to like、
there.
Work up like a semi erection before you go into the machine.
Yeah.
To avoid being ridiculed. It's such a ridiculous situation.
本当にすっごいなんか偉そうな人多いしね。
Mm.
It was crazy the other time when I went to San Francisco. Like, there was this woman, older woman, who was, like, bossing around everyone. Like, she's the president of the airport land or something. And I was just like, what's wrong with her? Like, what is she stressed out from her life?
Like, みんな性格悪いよね。
悪くなっちゃうのかね。やっぱあの状況だと、もともと変な人だったわけじゃないと思うんだよね。やっぱ。
Do you think she leaves work and she's normal? She's like the nicest lady ever.
Maybe not. I don't know. She was such an asshole. Like,
really?
なんかみんなが荷物をトレーに置いてベルトコンベヤーの中に押し込まないと進まないじゃん。でもその女性がなんかその荷物の前に立ってるからみんな押せなくてしょうがなく列に戻るとなんか Everyone! みたいななんか叫び始めて Like push your belongings! みたいなでも、
yeah.
We can't do it because you're standing there みたいなでも誰も言い返せないみたいな感じで
It's such a hard job to do though Like if you're put in a position like that Like you're doing this job where you kind of have to just boss people around Like that's
But there are nicer ones too LikeThere are only like few
Are they worse at their job
ones?
though? You know?
I don't know. なんか言い方の問題っていうかさ、なんかなんでここでそんなに偉そうにできるのか逆に教えてほしいみたいな人いるじゃん、たまに。It's like, why? What happened to you? どうしたの？なんかそんな疲れてんの？みたいな。雨あげようか？みたいなさ。
They're all garbage because the TSA always steals my stuff.
Yeah.Oh yeah, TSA and I think I said FDA earlier. そう、本当に不思議。なんか、まあ楽しい仕事じゃないのかもしれないけどさ。
A lot of jobs just suck. I think there are definitely jobs that make you an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at one point I was like that. Like, maybe not like that TSA woman that I saw, but to some extent, you know, like I'm really stressed out and I...take it out on the interns when the interns are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And
yeah. You can't like, totally separate it from your, the rest of your life either, you know?
そうね。しかもなんかその何、誰かになんかこう辛く何か厳しく言っちゃったりとかした時ってそれによって自分がハッピーになるわけじゃないじゃん、結局。だからすごいその悪いサイクルに入っちゃうっていうか。It's like, あ、ちょっとかわいそうだったかなとか。
Yeah.
Gets well, really weird.
Speaking of bad cycles, so with this, the main problem with these drone strikes is that it's counterproductive, right? Isn't that true? I think everyone
I think
agrees
so.
that that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Like, why do we want to help, you know, Al-Qaeda or ISIS recruit people? It's so dumb.
そうなんだよ。
We're helping them recruit people.
もうだから永遠に終わらないんだよね。このなんかさ、復讐が肝になってるじゃん。テロリストの人たちにとっては。復讐が肝になってるところに行ってさ、現地市民を殺したりとか、そのテロリストの親なり子供なりを殺しちゃったりすることによって、さらに復讐の心に、なんか火が燃えるみたいなのって当たり前じゃない？
You know the idea 6 degrees of separation? So...And I think it's pretty much confirmed. I mean, I don't know if it applies to everyone, but within 6 people, you are connected to everyone else on Earth.
Yeah.
Right? So if I wanted to get something to somebody in Yemen, hypothetically, I could do so if I picked the right people. Being able to pick the right people is the hard part.
Right.
But...You know, with perfect information, I should be able to get it to that person, you know, within 6 degrees.
Yeah.
But we feel like it's so much further than that. You know what I mean? It's so distant. There's no connection between me and these people in Yemen, is how I feel.
But I think with ISIS using Twitter, that's kind of changing because...その日本人のジャーナリスト人質に取ってた時にも、やっぱり ISIS の人で、まあ、英語話せる人とかちょっと日本語はできる人とかやっぱりいるわけだから、そこで普通の日本の一般市民とツイッターで会話してたりとかしてそうするとやっぱりなんかもちろん考え方の根底のところは全然違うんだけれどもやっぱり人同士の会話じゃんそれは、だからなんか会話としてはすごい面白いものになってる感じがした、なんかIt's just like people, two people genuinely trying to understand each other みたいな感じ。 なんかやっぱ離れてて宗教も違うしバックグラウンドも違うし育った環境も違う中で、まあ、会話することによってちょっとでも何を考えているのか分かりたいっていう、
yeah.
でなんかその国と国とかテロリストと国とかもやっぱり最終的には人間だから、なんかそのドローンズを送ってなんかとりあえず一掃しちゃえばいいっていう、なんか単純な話でもないよねやっぱり。
You know, one thing that's kind of interesting is that、Islam is、it's just so much more fundamentalist than any of the other religions at this point. It's the only one left, isn't it? Pretty much. Pretty、mm. much the only one left. Like Christianity is gone off the rails. Most Christians are just, you know, drinking, they have sex before they're married, you know, all this stuff. It's not, none of it's really consistent with, there's、That's... no literal interpretation of the Bible. But with Islam, it's pretty much a literal interpretation of the...Quran and the Hadith and
まあそれもでもなんか宗教というよりももう国の文化になっちゃってるからだよね多分。だからその豚肉を食べないとかっていうのも神がどうこうっていうよりかもうそういう文化。
Yeah, well, it's part of the, you know, there's a reason why that happened though.
そうだ、あまりにもなんか根付いてるから文化とともに、そのなんかチョイスとかいう問題じゃないっていう、そこに生まれたからには。もうそこの文化に従うみたいな。
Why doesn't that culture、move away from that? You know? Like other cultures have.
I don't know.
Well, I think part of the appeal to so many people and why ISIS has been so successful with their recruiting is because there is this turning towards true fundamentalist ideology. And that's the only one left.、Hmm. You know, you can't、convert to Christian and then, you know, have the same、super fundamentalist ideology to lean on. It's not there.
I guess. I think there are still some sects, though.
There's some. I mean, if you want to go, you know, evangelical or、
yeah.
Southern Baptist or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. But maybe there's something similar going on with that, the same way there is with、Islamist.Extremism、
うん、なんかそのさ会うことってないじゃん普通に生活しててそのイスラム過激派の人たちに、うん、普通にオープンにさなんかあ私ってイスラム過激派なんだよねみたいな人にさ、うん、日本で会うことがないからなんかどういうふうに思ってるのか、 なんかその私とかがさポロって思いつくいろんな質問に対してどういうふうな答えが返ってくるかっていうのが全然なんか想像できないから
It's hard to understand.
そうだからいつまでも理解が深まらないよねお互い多分あっちもあっちからしても私がさなんでこんな生活してるとか全然とも分かんないじゃん、
mm. I mean it... yeah.
なんかお互い様なんだけどお互い分からないままそのドローンを送ったりとかして遠隔に
、mm.
で攻撃だけとりあえずするみたいなさ、
yeah.
だからいつまでもなんか解決しないよねなんかもったいない。Well.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you、about what you were saying, like、the media's portrayal of Elon Musk's nuclear.
Oh yeah.
Thing on Mars. Like, what's going? I haven't seen anything about that. So.
なんかイーロンマスクがなんかのインタビューで、火星に火星が今何寒すぎて住めないから、
No atmosphere.
そうだからなんか核爆発を起こせば、まあ、エアコンみたいな役割を果たすというかさ、その、I don't know, how do you call it terror something? Like, you can basically change the atmosphere.
Terraforming.
あそうそうそう、terraforming. できますって言ったら、なんか日本のネットとかでそこだけが取られて、なんかイーロン・マスクっていう人が火星に核を核爆発なんかこのアメリカ人じゃないよねでも he's like South African or something、right?
I think but, he's from there but I think he's American at this point、
okay.
right?
なんかこのアメリカの社長が火星に核を落とそうとしてるみたいな感じで、mm-hmm. なんか日本のネットニュースで結構なすごくセンセーショナルな感じに It's like wow like なんか何言ってんだみたいな just anger, I guess. Like, なんか
It's interesting because there's, you know, there's a very strong anti-nuclear sentiment here. I don't know if that played a role in that. But...
なんかそれっていうよりも多分なんかイーロン・マスクがそんなに有名じゃないから、なんかただのすごい And then I think the interview was who was it with?
I might have seen this interview.
And
Colbert?
Like someone, yeah, Colbert だ、そうだ。And he asked him like, あなたはすごいあの何聖人というかスーパーヒーローなのか、すごい極悪のなんかスーパーヴィレンなのかどっちですかみたいな。でイーロン・マスクが答えなかったんだよね。多分。だからどっちかってはっきり言わなかった。なんかスーパーヴィレンっていうことをあんまりこう否定しなかったっていうのもあり、でそれプラスそのイーロン・マスクは日本で有名じゃない、なんか何を成し遂げてきた人か分かんないっていう状態でその火星に核爆発を起こす話だけが取り上げられちゃったから。
Well, I think he said that we can there's like two methods. One is detonating nuclear weapon or nuclear devices over the poles, the north and south pole of Mars, and we may be able to produce enough of a greenhouse effect there to sort of establish an atmosphere.
Right.
But there's also we can just produce greenhouse gases the same way that we have on Earth, but in a much more accelerated manner, and that would produce an atmosphere as well. But either way, it does seem that Mars is something that we can terraform and we could live on, like without masks, without spacesuits.
Right. So, だからなんかその多分インタビューを見た人は英語わかる英語と日本語はどっちもわかる人のはずじゃん。で誰かがそれを一部だけ抜き出して日本語にしてニュースに載せたはずなんだけど、絶対にそういう意図があるじゃん。あみんなを怒らせようっていう。
Well,
とりあえずなんかショッキングなとこだけをヘッドラインにして。
If a meteor impact is at all a possibility within the next, you know, 500 years, and I think it certainly is, then we should detonate nuclear weapons over the poles of Mars and
まあ、だからコンテクストが全部抜けちゃってるから、そのなんでそもそも火星に行こうとしてるのかっていう、彼がどうして人類を火星に送らなきゃいけないと思ってるかとか、なんかそういうのが全部だからない状態で、それは確かにそこだけ見たら What? みたいな感じになる。
That's probably the best possible use of that technology.
Yeah. そうだね。 For humanity, yeah.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of, you know, positive things we can do with that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. 今日ちょっとマミがあの熱あるマミフィーバー会なんで、お話も4個で終わりです。 Sorry people、
ね、
今日朝起きたらね、もうちょっと死んでたね。あ、これはもうダメの日だわって思った。
Yeah, you don't know till you wake up, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of feeling it yesterday, and I was hoping that like なんか寝たらちょっと治ってるかなって思ったら、逆に悪化してて、なんかね、大阪に行ってたのね、夏休みで。すごい暑くて、大阪が。
Really?
そう、本当に29度とか。
How'd you get sick?
だからすごい暑くて、でも新幹線めっちゃ寒いし、東京に着いたら昨日の夜とかすごい寒くて、多分それで一気に、でちょっと疲れてたし、それでやられたね、多分。でもあの大阪に来ましたみたいな写真をインスタグラムに載せたのね。そしたらあのたくさんの大阪人の人たちがあのようこそみたいな一瞬で書いてくれて、すっごいなんか嬉しい気持ちになった。優しいと思って。 It was fun.
大阪 is great. It's more than like the place, it's the people there are so different.
そうだし、なんか関西弁聞いてるだけでちょっと楽しいじゃん、違うから。あとエスカレーターもさ、うちらは左側に立つけど関西は右側に立つとか、そういうちょっとした違いとかも。
But it's different. Like really, there's some areas like, isn't it the other way around? Like really near there? I feel like I
like
was somewhere.
Like in Kyoto とか? I don't know.
Is it different in Kyoto?
I don't know. I have no
Or
idea.
Or Nara?
わかんない。
Where? How? What's the radius of like
opposite
escalator riding?
You're asking the wrong person.
like, どこまでそうなの?
わかんない。でもね、なんか私お父さんの方のおじいちゃんおばあちゃんがすごい強い関西弁だったのね。で私もちっちゃい時ちょっとだけ関西に住んでて、本当に多分2歳とかの時は関西弁喋ってたらしくて、 だからちょっとなんか関西弁聞くとおじいちゃんおばあちゃん思い出すっていうかなんか懐かしい気分になる。 Yeah, we went to USJ.
Nice.
The Harry Potter ride that everyone is talking about. Which got like all my friends, all our friends that been there.
Harry Potter ride?
Yeah, like it, they say like it was so much fun, but then
How was
me
it?
And my fiance, we both got so sick. めっちゃ酔った。なんかね、なんか空飛ぶソファーに乗ってるっていう設定なのね。で、動きがなんかふわふわしてて、すごい変な揺れ方、うん、プラス 3D メガネみたいな。
あ、やばいね。
で、3D メガネ多分、みんながもう。
Just 3D メガネ is やばい。
でしょ？で、結構みんなが触っちゃってるじゃん、もうこの。
ああ。
何？グラスを。だからそれもあって、なんか朝一で乗って、もうね始まって20秒ぐらいで I was like あやばいあやばいこれ酔うやつだみたいな and then yeah my fiance was like totally sick too and なんか出てきてもげっそりしてるみたいな
are you kind of weak towards that?
Not overly weak
can you ride like roller coasters? Or?
Yeah I'm totally fine with roller coasters
what about like A じゃないか or
ああいうの全然平気富士急全然大丈夫
really even A じゃないか is fine
うん全然平気だからなんかやっぱりあの船とかでちょっと酔うタイプなのね、
huh.
あの波があるところで船が止まったりとかすると酔うんだけど、
really?
そういう感じで
I'm totally fine on boats no problem but I get on a roller coaster I'm like ugh
あそう逆だねじゃあ、あじゃあハリーポッター大丈夫かもしれない
But、
私も
彼氏も That's still a ride, right?
Yeah, but me、
that's、
and
like
my
middle.
Guy, like, we're both prone to seasickness.、
Hmm.
So, I don't know. なんかそんなすごい夢の世界みたいなさ、イエーイみたいな、ハリーポッター朝一で乗るぞって言って乗って、あんなげっそりすると思わなかった。
Are you okay on the spinning ones? Like teacups?
No teacups. No.
What about the?
Ew, no.
What is it? It's like some like the. I don't know what it is. It's like you get it in little jets. There's like 10 jets and they fly in a circle.
Ah, まああれは平気かな
But you're just going in a circle. It goes like up and down.
I guess that's. でも正直あのあれなんて言うんだっけ？何ぐらいスカイダイビングじゃなくてあのこのなんかこういうやつと一緒に飛ぶやつ。Mm. なんとかぐらい。グライダー違うなんていうんだっけそういうの
グライダー
なんかあの飛んでさ高いとこで上にこうテントみたいなつけて飛ぶやつ
You just fly up
Yeah Like from
the
cliff
Not the 落ちるやつ
No you kind of like Go like this あれもちょっと酔ったんだよね私だからやっぱ横揺れつかなんかそういうのに弱いと思う。
I remember once I got on this one ride. I forget where it was. It was at one of the. It wasn't at Fujikyu, I don't think, but it was.
日本。
Yeah.
Okay.
For like a field trip, school field trip.
Ah, okay.
And you climb into this little cage, and it's like the jet thing that goes in a circle, which I'm okay with. But there's a little cage that you climb into.
Okay.
So you climb into this cage like someone like locks this door, and so you're in this little cage.I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. So it like goes up and it's going around in a circle, like horizontally, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it starts to turn vertical. Like,
what?
It's spinning vertically, like a wheel. And you're in this cage and you're spinning so fast that you're stuck to the ceiling as it goes over the top.
It's not just like in your dream, right? Like, it's real.
No. No,
it sounds intense.
It was so intense. It's the worst ride I've ever gone on. I remember
Yikes.
I when it was over, they like opened the gate and I just slugged out. Like I just my body just poured out and
it's
I just
so
like
stupid though,
I was
right?
Like, I'm like crawling and then I'm like running diagonally. You know like
Yeah.
The biohazard
yeah
走り方
oh yeah
to the trash can I was just like just like
oh,
everything
oh,
intestines my organ everything it was so bad and I was so traumatized that I didn't ride anything for like years
じゃあ A じゃないかとかって富士急のあのダメなタイプ 気持ち悪くなる
No, I haven't even tried writing it because,
あ、そっかそっか。そうなんだよ。なんかあんまり考えてないでさ、みんなが大好きって言うからあんまりこう酔ったっていう話を聞いたことがなかったからさ、なんか平気かなと思って余裕で乗ったら急に、
well,
あとさ、
you don't see what it, I didn't see what it did first. That was the thing.
Right, right. Yeah,
like,
そうだね。
My friends were like, yo, like,
覚悟ゼロだもんね。
And I just like, all right, let's do it. I'm not going to be like, no, I don't want to write it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but,
well, especially if you didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, that was brutal.
なんかあともう一個気づいたのが、ディズニーランドではあんまり見ないなって思ったのが、なんか USJ のカフェとかにいると、なんかサラリーマンのおじさんたちが普通にご飯食べてんだよね、なんかスーツ着た、あれは何なんだろう。でも一組だけじゃなくて結構いっぱいいて、なんか年間パス持っててランチの時間に USJ に来てるのか、なんか接待とかなのかよくわかんないけど、おじさんの2人組とか4人組とかで普通にスーツ着てる人たちがご飯食べてた誰か大阪在住の人でこれの謎知ってる人いたら教えてほしい。
maybe they won like a raffle or something,
but they, it's like the, these groups, like each group doesn't know each other.
Oh,
like it's a separate, it's separate
right,
groups
right.
So まあでも面白いね。なんか USJ はあの何でもあるじゃん。ハローキティとエルモとバイオハザードと、
They have Elmo?
うん。
The Snoopy Elmo。
うん。Snoopy と、でなんかハローキティも今あのハロウィンやってるからチャッキーバージョンキリーみたいな。なんかめっちゃ怖いハローキティ。
Is it like wood?
No, like it's stuffed animal, like it's fluffy, but なんかめっちゃキティちゃん血がついてて、なんか片目も何チャッキーみたいな傷がついてんの、で血が出てんの。これすげえなみたいな。
They would, they, like, those グロいやつ only come out in Japan, I feel like. No?
そうかもね。ちょっとショッキングだもん。あんな状態のキティちゃん見たことないじゃん。
Yeah.
怪我してるよみたいなさ。
But if you look at like the UFO catchers, the stuff in there, some of it is like really fucked up and like, scary looking. Like the weird, cat thing with like huge claws and like red eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about? It has like red eyes. It's like,
is it a cat, not a bear?
Maybe it's a bear.
なんかベアのキャラいるよね。うちの学校でイモの子が一人いて、すごいなんかそのキャラ好きだった。なんか血がついてるクマみたいなやつじゃない。
You know, it's like the like Unko is really popular too. You know, like the little Unko characters. Like that's fucked up. Like no one from a Western country is gonna rep Unko. Like,
そうだね。うんこぬいぐるみみたいなとかあるもんね。ちっちゃいのとか。Yeah. そう、なんかそのキャラがやっぱり一つのテーマパークにあんだけぐちゃぐちゃに混ざってるっていうのがすごい、なんかやっぱ面白いよね。
They have Back to the Future too. Yeah,
yeah, Back to the Future, Terminator, Jurassic Park. They're making a new ride, which is going to be done next year, I think. And 進撃の巨人とかそういう日本の、あとなんだっけ、妖怪ウォッチとか、そういう日本のやつもちゃんと取り入れて、もうなんか本当に誰でも。
What are they doing with 妖怪ウォッチ?
They had like a なんかキャンペーンみたいな。 I don't really know what they were doing. I wasn't really paying attention to 妖怪ウォッチ.
No one understands 妖怪ウォッチ in our generation, huh? No idea.
知らないもんね。わかんないもんね、よく。なんかあれが何なのか。でも、そう、面白かったよ。It was fun.And we had like たこ焼きとかお好み焼きとか大阪っぽい食べ物を大量に食べてきた。
串カツ？
串カツ食べなかったんだよね。それ前の日に串揚げ食べちゃって東京で。
Why?
I don't know. We always go to this really nice like 串揚げ屋さん。
Yeah,
でもそれも大阪発祥のやつなんだけど。
大阪の方がいい。You get so many like it's so cheap.
Yeah, it's
you get so
cheap. So
many.
I know. Oh, and we went to see お笑い。それ超楽しかった。漫才劇場に行って吉本の、なんかたまたまあの何ラッスンゴレライとか知らないよね。知ってる？
知らない。
とかなんかダンソンっていうさ、なんかこう2組すごい流行ったんだけど今年、その2組とあと他の組が出てて、あのなんかそんなに大きい劇場じゃないんだけど普通に当日券買って It was fun. Like, just the fact that, oh, I'm in Osaka and watching Owarai, like, yeah. You know, like, I feel like that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Did you go into the tower? What's it called? The little...
No. We only stay there.
What is that thing?
We only stay there. Tsutenkaku no koto?
Yeah, like this weird... Yeah,
like that tower.
Tower, and then there's like the whole area around it is really interesting.
We were only there one night. So, でもなんか観光客っぽい写真撮ったよ。いろいろなんかあのグリコのとことか。
ポーズやった？
やんなかった。でも心斎橋。っだって二人だからでセルフィースティックとか持ってないからさ、なかなか難しいよねやっぱり。
Even if it's not showing, you still, まあ。
なんかセルフィースティックやっぱ持ってる人いた USJ でも。
Ask someone. 頼めばいいじゃん。Everyone there is like really chill.
Like、yeah,
really
I guess.
Talkative.
そうだね。
Although, they honk a lot. Like, people get so angry driving.
Yeah, I hear the driving there is really, really crazy and scary.
When I went, I drove, and the roads there are really, like, it's all, like, one way.
Huh.
Like, even in Osaka, they have roads that are huge. It's a huge road, like, three lanes, and it's one way. Like, it's kind of, like, not...intuitive if you are used to Tokyo.
そかそか。
So I was just getting honked at and I'm like, fuck, like, I can't turn here.
なんかさ、車に貼っときたいよね。東京から来たから許してみたいな。
No, it's
ちょっとわかりませんみたいな。
I have a, you know, 品川ナンバー。
あ、そっかそっか。Maybe they're not paying attention to your number plates. But yeah, the food was good and people were nice. So yeah, 風さえ引かなければね。It was perfect, but... And I'm going to Akita in like 2 days or something.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
You have to get better.
本当だよね。だからもう帰って寝るよ。もう帰ります。
コラム出たよね。
出た。コラム、あの、幻冬舎のコラムと、なんだっけ、ポプラのお悩み相談やってるので、興味ある人は見てみてください。ただだし。引き続きツイッター、インスタグラム、フェイスブック、やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
あと iPhone と Android のアプリでテキスト、文字起こしのテキストを購入できますのでやってみてください。これ月額240円でなんと全テキスト読み放題っていうのをやってるのでぜひ。あと Amazon で T シャツとトレーナー売っているのでそれもチェックしてみてください。
ファービンクスね。
そう、ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。